Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
I tested the mic that everything was going well.
My wife is not here with me tonight. She is had to go to work early. I want to make sure you guys can hear me and everything as well. I have several callers on. I appreciate you. Can I get one caller to chime in to make sure you guys can hear me? Let me get somebody to press one on their keypad, and I can go to you, check in with you, and let you share anything that you want to share. Just give a shout out, and then I'll go back to what I'm doing. I just want to make sure that you're hearing me fine. I got some new equipment here. I want to make sure it works well. So if anyone would press one on your keypad, your keypad for me, I would really, really appreciate that. I hate to go 30 minutes and you guys are not listening. You can't hear me. So either one, press number one on your keypad for me. Make sure I can hear you. You can hear me. Don't be shy. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you very much. Okay, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so you can press one on your keypad again. For the person who just did that, you guys are hearing me fine. Okay, let's jump right into this. 809-5845, press one on your keypad again for me to take off that indication. Thank you for chiming in. You guys can hear me fine. Okay, great. All right, so the very first one. Is he or she makes you feel guilty for everything you do or happens in your relationship. This is one of the signs that you got to be aware of. They will make you feel guilty for everything. Manipulation, believe it or not, always starts with guilt. If he or she can convince you to feel guilty for your actions, even when you haven't done anything wrong, then they know that you'll be willing to do anything they say. Let me give you an example. They might say something like this. I mean, sure, I guess dinner was okay. If you say you've been to dinner and you ask how you like it, they'll say, yeah, sure, dinner was okay. It wasn't what I was hoping for. I would rather have done something different. But I guess as long as you're happy, that's all that matters. I love you, and it's important to me that you are happy, even if that means setting aside what I want. Guys, that's manipulation. Can you hear that? They use terms like, as long as you're happy, if it helps you, I'll set aside my agenda for your agenda. That's manipulation. Guys, you got to be careful. When they have to prove to you that they're setting aside their agenda for you, that's kind of weighty. That's kind of really, really moving on the side of manipulation. There are oftentimes I set aside my agenda for my wife and she sets aside her agenda for me, but she doesn't have to state that to me. She doesn't make me feel guilty for loving her or make me feel guilty for her loving me. She doesn't have to tell me, yeah, baby, I know you want to go there. So I decided we'll go there and we'll do this and I will do my thing next time. Well, boo, why you said it like that? You make me feel guilty. Don't do that to me. That doesn't happen to me. Well, it used to early in our marriage because we all play those kind of games. We've been through it one time or another. So it's important that you understand that is manipulation. So let's not do that. Let's not do that at all. Guilt is not love. It is not. You don't make a person feel bad for loving you and setting aside their agenda for you. I hope you understand that, okay? All right, number two, he or she forces his insecurity on you. Number one is that they'll make you feel guilty for everything that you do. Number two, they will force their insecurities on you. Manipulators will often force their own insecurities on you in an effort to control how you react towards them. Listen to this example. I've been cheated on before, so that's why I don't want you to have any male or female friends. You can understand that, right? I don't know if you've ever heard that before, when you're dating or whatever the case may be, and they say to you, hey, listen, I don't want you to have no female friends. I don't want you to have no male friends because I got cheated on before, and I don't want that to happen again, and I don't want to go through that anymore. Well, that person's insecure about themselves and about that relationship. And so to try to use that to keep you from having friends. Because listen to me very carefully. As a matter of fact, it's going to end up being a question for you that I got for you. There are some people who I've talked to. I remember distinctly counseling this couple before they got married, and one of the biggest issues was she had a male friend that they had grew up together. They were best friends, and the husband to be didn't understand that relationship, and so he was like, "No, you can't be friends with him no more." And she was like, "Baby, it's not even like that. Our families know each other. We like brother and sister. He's just a really, really good friend of mine. And when I get ready to, sometime I have, problems in my relationships in the past, he was always there for me. I've been there for him. It's just a good relationship." And so the guy says, "No, you." And it ended up causing a problem simply because he was insecure in his relationship. I'm curious to know what you guys think about that. Can a male have a good friend that maybe they grew up with and they're really, really good friends, and it's nothing there, they're just really, really good friends and still be in a relationship with another guy? Or vice versa, can a female have a male friend and still be in a relationship with another guy? I'm curious, if you've experienced that before or you got some thoughts on that, I would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your keyboard, on your keypad. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Can you have a friend, or is that person really insecure about who they are or about their relationship? I want to say to you, ladies, specifically, and brothers, don't get mad at me, but every male, most males are, that's a tough area for them. They don't really like that particular setup. We don't like that. We don't like the fact that you guys are male good friends, because we know as a male that if a female, a lot of times when they slip, we'll be right on in there. But either way, so again, I'm curious about what your thoughts are. Chime in for me. Let me hear from you. All right. Number two, again, was he or she forces his insecurities on you, making you feel like you can't do what you want to do. They say things like, "I'm sorry I acted that way, but I'm just scared that you will leave me," or something along those lines. Or ladies, please listen to this. And brothers, they hit you or they are abusive, and they hit you and their excuse is, I just love you so much. That ain't love. No way. Now, if you're a child, I tell my son, "Hey, you get a whooping because I love you." Then, and even kids don't understand it. So if you try to do it as an adult, I'm going to have issues with that. And you should too. So don't fall for that manipulative act that they try to put their insecurities on you. Okay. Number three, he or she makes you doubt yourself. Here is something that you gotta be aware of, because they're convinced you to a point when you no longer trust yourself. That's right. Manipulators take your insecurities and use them against you. They constantly point out what you're doing wrong, or they always got a better way to do it, or they say your thought pattern, they make you think what you're thinking is wrong and how you looked at it was wrong, and there's always another way to look at it. Listen, that phrase right there have hurt so many people. "Well, baby, I understand what you're saying, but there's another way to look at it. Baby, I know you see it that way, but there's another way to look at it." Sometimes there are no other ways to look at it. Sometimes you don't want to look at it another way. It is what it is. And so don't try to make a person doubt what they saw. I think Shaggy had a song that said it wasn't me. Said he got caught red-handed, sleeping with the girl on the floor, but he just told his girl it wasn't me. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? No way. Don't fall for that kind of stuff. That is manipulation. Be very, very aware of that. Let me tell you who are most vulnerable for this particular manipulative plan here. It's people who are already insecure with who they are. They might have an insecurity in their education. Maybe they dropped out of school. Maybe they were raised in a different kind of family. Maybe they're insecure about their weight. Maybe they feel like you're a good person, you're a good thing for them, but apparently, they feel like they might don't deserve you. So anything that you do wrong, and they try to check you on it, you make them doubt themselves. God, it's important, man. It makes me mad when I see this kind of stuff happening, especially when I'm talking to someone and I'm coaching them, and how the wife or the husband is manipulating that other person to make them feel like nothing that they do is wrong. I mean, nothing that they do is right. Everything that they do is wrong. That is a manipulative scheme that should raise a red flag. And if you are in a relationship with somebody right now and you have not gotten married, you got to definitely say, hey, wait a minute. We got to relook at this thing. And you got to check yourself first before you can ever check them. Because if you check them, it's going to just backfire on you later on because you haven't secured yourself yet. And then if you're married, you're going to need to say, hey, we need to sit down and talk. Here's something that we need to fix. Here's something that we're dealing with, and I don't like it, and it makes me feel uncomfortable. We need to talk about it. And let me take it a step further. There are times when you're in a relationship with a person, and you can't talk to them because they are so manipulative and so headstrong. They have a way of turning that thing around and messing you up and making you feel like you're wrong, or making you feel that you doubt yourself. That's when you got to get a mediator. That's when you got to get a coach. That's when you got to get a disinterested person to listen to both sides and say, hey, nah, you're right or you're wrong, or help that person see what's going on in your life. So it's important. It's important. It's important that you do that. All right, number four, he or she makes you responsible for their emotions. He or she makes you responsible for their emotions. Now, I've talked about this before, and I've said to couples, and I firmly believe this, that prior to getting married, premarital counseling, even when you get married, I say to them all the time that once you get married, it is not your responsibility to make yourself happy anymore. It's your spouse's responsibility. They got to do whatever they can as often as they can to keep you happy, to keep joy in your life. As a matter of fact, for those who follow me on Facebook, you can see how my wife and I, we compete with each other. This is a good competition. We compete because we try to make that person so happy. We and outdo the other person. Let me give you an example. My wife made me cry like a baby not long ago. I came into the house, and she had the house decorated, and it was just for me, and it was just because. And I was like, what did I do? Because of what? She's like, babe, you didn't do anything. You are just a wonderful man, a wonderful husband, a great father, a great leader. You've helped so many people. And I was just sitting back and thinking about, I thank God for what he's giving me and how, you know, you've changed my life. And she's saying all this stuff, man, and I got balloons and a cake and gifts and stars on the wall with all these different words, leader, winner, you know, conqueror, and all these things. And she gave me a medallion that says winner on it. And now it's hanging in our bedroom. And so she said, I want to see it every day that it reminds me of you. I mean, she just really, really messed me up. And you talking about happy, you talking about joy, you talking about going to another level. She took it there, and that was absolutely awesome. And it's because she took the responsibility of making me happy. I thought that was fantastic. Well, your boy couldn't be outdone. I couldn't let her beat me like that. So I surprised her by going to her job and proposing to her again to remarry me after 27 years and presented her with an upgrade on her diamonds. That's what y'all ladies say. Say your diamonds are a lady's best friend. Well, I dropped them 4K on, and now she can't even put a finger in a purse, as Jay-Z said about Beyonce. So he upgraded her with a ring so big she can't put a finger in a purse, a hand in a purse. Well, my wife can do that. It ain't that big, but it is a beautiful, beautiful ring. And every day she's smiling. She's telling me, oh, my God, you know, you got out. You took it there. And because I was responsible for her happiness. Now, here's how it relates to manipulation. Listen to this. Manipulators are ironic in the sense that they spend quite a bit of time making you feel like that if you can't think for yourself, but then turn around and make you responsible for all of their emotions. If they feel sad, they put it on you. Never if you feel happy, they put it on you. But if they feel sad, if they feel moody, if they're angry about something, you change the mood. You made it that way. Why did you do that? Why do you always say that to me? Why do you always do that to me? Why did you? And they end up controlling your life and making you feel like you're walking around on eggshells. Listen, if you're experiencing that, man, that again, I'm going to repeat to you, danger, danger, Will Robinson. You gotta do something about that situation. You got to really, really find yourself a coach, a counselor, or somebody that will intervene here, guys, and not on one side. It's important that you get strength and healing for yourself, but it's important that you get somebody in this relationship that will help that other person realize, hey, you're doing me wrong. There is something wrong here. You are really, really making me responsible for stuff that's not my responsibility. If you're sad, it's because you're sad. I spend, you know, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, trying to make them happy, but it's their fault that they're not enjoying life as they should. You know, don't you take responsibility for that. It's important. All right, so, guys, we are halfway through. We've talked about four signs already. Listen, this is not just a one-sided conversation. I want to hear from you. I want to hear any questions that you might have, any comments that you might have, anything that you want to share. Press 1 on your keypad. I want to hear from you. If you're just enjoying listening and learning, that's a wonderful thing. But this is free coaching right now. You got an opportunity to ask the life coach any question at all as it relates to the topic that I'm on. Don't go off topic. Stay on topic, okay? All right. If there are no questions so far, we're going to continue on. Number 5, he or she makes you believe that you want what they want. Did you get that? He or she makes you believe that you want what they want, all right? So all relationships, they start out with certain requirements and deal breakers. You know, you say in the beginning of a relationship, I need this, 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 and this. Or if that person does this, 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 that's a deal breaker. We all do that. We all have done that. I understand. Because you got two, what I want you to consider, you got two different lives, two different mindsets, two different upbringings that are getting ready to come into one. And you're going to have to make some necessary compromises to make this thing work. Okay? That's respected. You gotta bend a little to get a little. It's important that you compromise, not settle, but compromise. Again, settling and compromising is two different things, and we'll talk about that on a later show, unless somebody got a question about it now. but what is not normal is when you have to completely set aside what you want and what you need in efforts to appease your partner. That is not fair. If you start realizing that your partner needs are being met far more than yours are, then there's a problem. There's a serious, serious problem. And I'm going to tell you what ends up happening. You can go on a relationship for a long, long time just meeting the needs of your partner and your needs not getting met. You can go for a long time. But after a while, you're going to get fed up with that. After a while, you're going to say, hey, I can't do this no more. I've done this for you know, this long, long time. I can't do it anymore. I'm done. And you end up getting out of that relationship. You end up getting a divorce, or sometimes you might not even see it because you might be the manipulator, and that might be how you were raised and not understanding, and end up that person end up leaving you because you're not meeting their needs, but they're meeting all of your needs, and vice versa. You might be meeting all of their needs, but they're not meeting your needs. Be very, very careful about that. Be very careful. Be very watchful. Keep your antennas up for the person who wants to get their needs met all the time, and they feel like until they're satisfied, they can't satisfy you. That's wrong. You can't do it like that. Can't do it like that. Guys, I can go into detail on each one of these, but again, we only got 30 short minutes, so if you have a question or comment, please chime in. If you have a question or comment online, please go to our chat room and chime in, and I'll be happy to address your question, okay? All right, so I'm going to open up right now. We had number 6, but I'm going to open up right now. We got about 5 more minutes on the call before we end. I see your caller. We got about 5 more minutes. So what I'm probably going to end up doing is finishing the rest of this next week. But I want to open up for question or comments right now. Okay, caller 809-5845. Thank you very much for chiming in. You are live now. Go ahead.
Okay, would you consider that manipulation if you're with this person constantly? You know, you're always going out, spending time with each other and everything. And then if you want to go out with your friends from time to time, and they'll come around and say, well, what if I don't want you to go? Would you think that's reading too much into that, or what would you think about that?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question. Very, very good question. My first question to them would be, why don't you want me to go out with my friends? You know, I think to me personally, I have to force my wife to go out with her friends. I think it keeps you balanced. The moment you spend all of your time with that one particular person, that means that they don't have a life, and they've made you the center of their life, and that's too much responsibility for anybody. They got to be able to have a life as well and let you have your life. Now, there are certain things. It all depends on where you're going, what you're doing, who you're hanging out with. There's a lot of consideration into going on that particular question. I'll give you one good example, then I'll let you share something else if you like. a friend of mine it wasn't a friend. It was somebody who I was counseling. And she said to me that while they're counseling, that he always wants to go out with his friends, but he doesn't really want me to go out. Is that fair? And then he said, well, no, it's not that. It's that my friends I go out with are married. The friends that she go out with are not married. I don't like that. So again, there are some different variables that you have to kind of look at to calculate in to make sure. But off the top of my head, based on what you said, for sure, that is manipulation, and that is somebody who's trying to control your life. Yes, I agree. Did I answer that question?
Yes, you did.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please press 1 again to take off your indication here. All right, we have another person, area code 510. Go ahead. You are live right now.
Hi, how are you? This is Q. I have somewhat of a difficult question.
Okay, Q.
While I do appreciate females, in this climate, just like them, when they become successful or they have something to lose, they become protective.
Right.
Yet when we men become protective, we're looked at as arrogant or something of the sort. Why is it that in this climate, and I believe in love, I really do,
okay, but
with this climate being so risky legally, and if a lady just chooses to go left for no other reason but the sun didn't come out, what is the reason for a male to get married in this climate other than love and God?
Let me make sure I understand. So you're actually saying, let me make sure I'm translating right. You let me know if I'm saying this wrong. But you're saying that you're getting married to be with that person. You want to be with that person. You love them. And because God wants you together as a couple, what's outside of that, or should she still want to roam or be free outside of that? Is that what you're asking?
What outside of that should he feel he benefits from this union? Outside of this, he cares, adores, loves, and is God appointed.
I am so glad you asked that question. Man, that is a question that a lot of people have. Thank you so very much. Well, here's the deal with that. You know, let me tell you, I got married because the woman that I married, I fell head over heels in love with her. She was my everything. I was so in love with her that other things, other people, other females didn't even matter to me. However, she didn't love me. She wasn't in love with me. But because I loved her so much, I was willing to wait and to do whatever to make her love me, to make her fall in love with me. So now it was a type of hunger and love that God placed in me for this woman that I was willing to take her just as she was. She was hurt. She was wounded. She needed help. However, I was her healing. So sometimes you got to look at yourself as on a mission from God to heal the person that you're with. Now, kind of like, if you don't mind me using a biblical term here, he told, right when I'm going to tell you, it slipped my mind, but God told this prophet, he says, hey, I want you to marry this prostitute. And here's why I want you to marry her, because I want your life to be an example of how I love my people. She's not going to be faithful. She's not going to be committed, but I want you to love her, and I want you to make sure she feels that love. Well, sometimes loving broken and hurt people, it's difficult to do that. But when you go into a relationship in the beginning or knowing that you really, really love the person that you're with, if you know that God gave you that person, then it is your mission. It is part of who you are to help heal that person. And eventually, if you can wait long enough, it's going to turn around and you're going to get double for your trouble. It took us about 10 years for my wife to fall in love, deeply in love with me in our relationship. And the reason why, she was so broken, had been hurt so bad that she didn't really know what being in love was. I'm not sure if that answered your question or not, but from what you said, that's kind of what I felt.
It did, and I will bow out by saying this. I was speaking to someone. I said, I adore very dark-skinned women. Now, according mm-hmm. to my group, the women will tell me, no, I don't. The women will tell me, no, black men hate dark skin. And there's all these unnecessary subliminals that come from the people that you try to love, which I'm quite sure they endure somewhat too. Mm-hmm. But then it sets a successful person up with things to lose, and that's why I preference that, with the ability to fall somebody that goes outside of that norm because they provide a safety or they pretend to provide a safety. And the thing I say to people all the time is people outside the urban experience, they are mm-hmm. trained in the ways of family, family, family first.
Right.
And in this demographic, which is why I asked you that difficult question, it's very uniquely hard for a male, no matter how good he is. You have males who can't get custody of their kids, and a woman is a known porn actor and prostitute, but the government will give her the child. So in this climate, it's very scary for guys to even want to get married, because it's so financially risky. So that's why I always ask gentlemen like yourself that question, just to see what you get. But I appreciate your answer.
Thank you, Q. Thank you. I appreciate you asking that question. That was awesome, man. Thank you so very much. And thank you for listening in on our show. Hey, guys, he is so right. It's tough. It's tough sometimes. And it's difficult. Why get married? Well, I want to make sure I add in there is that's why good coaching and good counseling is very, very important. Before you get married, pre, during the marriage, and even post-marital counseling. After you've been married for a while, it's important to check in there. All right, guys, I'm on your time. Are there any more questions before we close the show? I really enjoyed. We stopped at number 5 this week. We will pick up next week and finish the last 3. They are really, 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 really important. You definitely want to hear about these 3, especially when it comes to sex and other people in your relationship, when it comes to being manipulative. All right, guys, again, my name is Zeke Bolden. Thank you for joining our show tonight. I want to also mention to you that you have a free counseling session, a free life coaching session just for being on our call. You can find me on Facebook. Hit me up on my ZB Squared Life Coaching page. There's a place where you can actually book a free coaching session. If you look right across the top to the right of my picture, you'll see it says book an appointment. You can book an appointment for absolutely free. We thank you so very much. And by all means, let somebody know about this. Tell somebody about it. Let them know next Tuesday, He is speaking truth. The question is, can you handle the truth? And truth sometimes hurts, and it's hard to swallow, but I'm going to give it to you straight without any chasers. Guys, thank you so very much. Have a wonderful evening, and God bless.